Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Is there any doubt in your mind that the people to whom Paul wrote the Galatian letter were Christians? His letter was addressed to the churches of Galatia, Galatians 1:2. He expressed grave concern that many of the Galatians had removed themselves from him who called them into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, Galatians 1:6. How could they remove themselves from Christ if they had never been a part of Christ's church? He was deeply concerned that the false teachers among the Galatians would rob them of the liberty they enjoyed in Christ and bring them again into bondage. Galatians 2:4. Paul said the Galatians had run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Galatians 5:7. My question to you today is very simple. Can Christians be bewitched? The Greek verb, baskaino, is used only in the verse I will read to you in a moment. The verb was used in Bible times of those who were influenced in some way by the practice of witchcraft. Paul did not believe in witchcraft, as any reader of his letters and speeches in the New Testament will confirm. But he accuses the Galatians of acting as if they were deceived and led astray by the occult arts, such as those practiced by the witch of Endor. I have already indicated that the Galatians were quickly removing themselves from the gospel of Christ unto another gospel. Galatians 1:6. Paul asked the Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Galatians 3:1. The Galatians were Christians, but they had been deceived and led astray by false teachers among them. Was that really possible? It not only was possible, it had actually happened. If they did not repent, they would be condemned. Galatians 1:8-9. They had made Jesus Christ the Savior of no effect. Galatians 5:4. The wording of Paul's statement about being bewitched is very strong. The King James reads, O foolish Galatians, but the Greek is much stronger. The word suggests to be without understanding. The word means senseless, stupid, unreasonable. Elsewhere in the New Testament, the word is rendered fools, Luke 24:25, and unwise, Romans 1:14. The main emphasis in Galatians 3:1 is not intellectual dullness, but spiritual hardness of hearts. Please keep in mind the two words I have been discussing, bewitched and foolish, as I read again Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? You simply cannot avoid seeing what had happened to the Galatian Christians. They had been deceived by Judaizers into embracing parts of the law of Moses, while holding on to parts of the gospel of Christ. At the time of Paul's writing, they had already become unfaithful in their calling. They had already been bewitched, and they were not obeying the truth. Whether or not they ever repented and returned to the Lord, we do not know. But that was Paul's intent in writing to the Galatians, as is evident by what he wrote in Galatians 6:1 about restoring an erring brother. Surely I do not need to speak further of the possibility of falling away. Those who had given up Christ for the law had fallen away from grace. Galatians 5:4. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.